Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
Hey, this is Paddy Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 20th of October. Isn't it going quick, mate?
It is going quick.
Honestly, October's nearly finished.
Tell you what's going slowly.
What?
Is your Instagram takeover.
Oh, shut your mouth, pal. There's another challenge.
What do you got today?
We'll find out very, very soon. What do I got to do?
Oh, yeah. But on the other hand, something that is a regular part of the show and is now a must listen segment for every week.
Only after today's information you delivered.
It was a
good
one.
This was teetering. This was on the verge. Palmer's pointless fact was on the verge of being culled, but
that didn't need to be said. Today was brilliant.
It's been resurrected. Our boss, Speedy, has been coming in since last Friday. Every day. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys.
Enlightening.
Can we get a counsellor between Rob and I?
Is there issues, is there?
Yes.
I'd like someone professional just to sit us down. You know, like, because there's... Marriage counselling's a thing, but we have a relationship of our own.
It's different.
It's kind of like a marriage, isn't it?
It is.
You bicker like it in the office every day after the show. I can hear it from the kitchen. Yeah. You guys fighting in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very complex man, Paddy, the things I've learned about you the last couple of months.
Has he asked you to handle his skin tag yet?
No. Oh, yeah, let's not talk about that. Oh, boy, oh boy.
That's just where
he's
it started.
So, boss, he's so up himself. It's not funny. His ego is just unbelievable.
Here we go.
And he just, it's all about him.
This man will never, you watch this. This is true. He will have the last word every time there is an argument.
Wow.
He cannot shut himself up.
Do need a marriage counsellor in the studio here. These problems are far bigger than what I can cope with you guys.
Oh, the control issues that we face every day.
Never shuts up.
Well.
There he is again.
Speaking of control, we have given Paddy control of the Triple M Central Coast Instagram.
Doesn't he love himself?
Listen, I was a little bit of a social media influencer the other day. What did it get up to? 37,000?
It's up to 38,000 views, the mannequin challenge you did.
Yes.
Not producer, bad if you do say so yourself, Paddy.
Producer Kiara told me the whole week you've been saying the tag wrong for Instagram. You've been saying Triple M. It's Triple M Central Coast.
That's right.
What you got to say.
Triple M Central Coast.
Otherwise, you'll find some other random Triple M from Adelaide or Perth.
We have been saying that. Oh, it was Rob who wasn't saying
that. Yes,
you guys fight a lot.
See, look at this.
A timeout is coming soon.
He will throw you under the bus as soon as look at you.
So yesterday, the challenge we gave you was the planking challenge.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen that video, it's actually really, you did a really good job. You planked in the studio while Justin, our workday guy, was live on the air. Amazing.
And then what went on the Triple M vehicle. It's very dangerous planking, doing that sort of stuff.
It is.
And, on a freeway.
Well, you should have seen what some people, when they planked, they're on top of signs.
It was dangerous.
It was really
yours
dangerous.
Yours was safe, but some of them were dangerous. And the reason for this is because you've missed out on all these trends being
That's
off
right.
social media.
Yes.
Now, there's one massive trend which started about 5 years ago. It's actually still going today, mildly still going, but I think you can bring it back. You can ignite the fire of this challenge.
And this is today's challenge on Instagram.
This is today's challenge. Now, go to Triple M Central Coast to see this after the show.
Yeah. Everyone will know this challenge.
Everyone will know. Now, there's a reason why we've asked you to bring a spare change of clothes into work today. Now, whenever you get asked that in radio, you know something messy is about to happen.
Right.
Today after the show, when you turn the microphones off at 9 o'clock, you're going out to the Triple M courtyard and you are doing what they call the ice bucket challenge.
Yes.
Yes, he's had something to do. Speedy,
hey.
Palmer's had something to do with this, hasn't it?
Anyone not familiar, it is when the bucket is filled with ice and freezing cold water and you pour it over your head and you are drenched in freezing cold water.
Speedy, it is 13 degrees.
Even better.
Hey, it's mid-spring.
Even better.
It's mid-spring, buddy.
There are people jumping in at Avoca Beach going for a surf and it's cold out there. I mean, harden up, Paddy. It's a Central Coast thing.
So that is right.
Is that the challenge for Instagram today?
Hey.
Yep.
After the ice bucket challenge, you may be able to flick your skin tag off.
We keep going back to the skin tag. It'll haunt my dreams forever.
He's obsessed. All right. So the challenge today as I take over Instagram, the ice bucket challenge. Thank you for nothing, Speedy. I look forward to it.
I look forward to the shriek that, when the ice bucket goes over you.
And the shrinkage.
Pointless Facts Plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of money.
Yes.
Speaking of money, back in the old 1500s.
Yeah.
Right? You'd do anything for a crust.
Of course
anything.
You would.
And, like, I don't know why, but they used to use, and this was a job, they used to use urine actual like human pee to tan animal skins. I don't know why do you tan an animal skin? I don't know. But
does it keep it longer? I'm sure it probably does.
Yeah. So you'd have to tan your animal skin, but you'd use urine to do it. So
they use piddle.
Well, families used to pee into a little, you know, into a little jar or a pot or something, and then
yours would be a thimble.
They'd do that once a day. Depends how much of water I drink. They do that once a day, and they'd take it and sell it to the tannery because the tannery would need the urine for their what they do
to tan all the hides.
Yeah, so families would
peddle
into the
bucket.
If that's what you did for a job to earn money was sell your urine to the tannery, you were known as piss poor.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that where that came from?
That is where piss poor comes from. The people that used to sell their urine to the tannery. Worse than that, though, if you were really poor and like so poor that you had nowhere to hold your pee.
Yeah. So you didn't even have a bucket.
You didn't even have a pot to piss in.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming in, mate. Woo-hoo. Thanks. Oh, he's gone. I wanted to ask him.
Toot.
Yeah, what's that for?
For the train. Look, toot.
No. You are a numbnuts on the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M. We've had to bring in Caitlin Unger from the news. It is last.
It's last plane.
See?
Last plane
out of Sydney.
Last train out of Sydney.
A plane.
It is about a plane.
Are we sure about this?
Yes. And you know what? I remember talking to Barnsley. This was, remember, years and years ago.
Wish he'd hung around today.
And no, well, could have asked him. And he said that even though he was doing a gig, and at one of the gigs they were doing, they had the words come across on the screen, on the big screen.
Yeah.
He said even with the words coming across on the screen, people down in the front row and some of the rows were still singing, "The Last Train Out of Sydney."
He said, look, and it also works.
Yes, I know it does.
Yeah.
It is. You are correct.
Definitely 100%
plant. I'm 100%. I've actually done research on this.
Okay.
I've covered this song before as a singer, and it's definitely plain. Right. I thought it was train.
Yeah. Now, you are a singer. Your gig's coming back, Caitlin?
We're starting to get a few gigs back, a few last-minute Christmas parties.
Oh, good stuff.
So it's very exciting. The return of the normal celebrations towards the end of the year.
When you are the entertainment at a Christmas party, can you see that massive line in the sand between when people arrive and when they leave because they're once sober and then sloshed, like that.
It's the most fabulous people watching. It really is to just watch people throughout the night disintegrate. Yeah.
but this is the same as going to the horse racing. When they turn up looking absolutely glamorous.
Oh. Yes, and then later you've got carrot in your fascinator. Yeah.
Heels in one hand, phone in the other, crying next to the rose garden. So after the gym, how's the pool looking?
Oh, a bit chilly because it's only 21.
Don't you hate it?
Yeah, but it only goes to say if it's 21. It's solar, so if it's only 21, on you know, from the sun, it's not going to go higher than 21. It's only heated to what the sun is. Yeah. I heat it in summer.
So after the gym, you're not going to get in the pool?
Not today.
Take your socks.
Look, what happens?
You're a weirdo.
What happens?
Who does this?
Is that...
Tell us all.
If I go training, I come home, or I might go for a run, I come home, and if I jump into the pool, but I won't take my socks off because I use the socks just to clean the bottom of the pool or the sides. So, therefore, you don't have to use...
You have a pool vacuum?
Yeah, but that doesn't actually... You know, there might be a bit of dirt or something on the bottom, so you just rub it off or something, so you just use your socks.
Just get in the pool with your socks on.
Is that abnormal? It's a weird thing to do. No, it's not.
Yeah. What do your kids think of you doing that?
Oh, they think it's weird.
What are you doing?
Weird.
Do you have your underpants on as well? Do you get in with like those big Y fronts on and pull them up?
Whatever I train in.
Socks up to the knees?
No, whatever I train in, I just, like if it's my shorts, I just jump in.
Do you just get in fully clothed?
Sometimes because I then don't.
You sweat like a pig too.
Yeah, I know.
So that's.
It sort of cleans the shirt out as
salt
well.
Salt chlorination.
It's
like a salt chlorine
combo. I was talking
to
my mate Pixie Mick, and he said that when he had a pool, he did the same thing. He'd use his socks, and then you just walk around, because you walk around and you clean the bottom at the same time. Well, is that weird?
Is that weird? Strange behaviour?
I don't think it's weird. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Is it weird, and what are your weird home habits?
Is it a dad thing?
Dad's do dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does your old man do some stupid stuff?
He does stuff in the pool, actually. He gets in and just, he'll go around with his little pocket knife and he just scratches at the grout between all the tiles where there's any of that efflorescence coming through.
Yeah, see?
He will spend an hour. No, he won't get anything wet below the chest or above the chest because he'll just be in there standing up, walking around, just scratching stuff off
the
edge.
See, fastidious, some would call it.
Fastidious.
So fast.
It is fastidious. It is
so. Do you, does your dad do any, I don't see that as weird though. I see that just as normal.
It is. It's eccentric.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. To get in the pool as a regular thing after your gym session with your socks on and go, oh, yes, I've been to the gym, now it's time to clean the pool.
Is that weird? Does your father?
Do you rub your bum up and down against the side to get the bits that your feet can't reach?
No.
Yes,
I run that across the carpet when I've got worms. $100 to spend at Milky Lane if someone in your family.
Weird habits in the household.
Yeah.
Eccentric or fastidious behaviour.
Yeah.
Vanessa.
Morning, Rob. Patty, how are you guys going?
Not too bad. Who's the weirdo in your house, Vanessa?
Oh, God. I've got a weirdo dad and a weirdo mum that swim, but my mum, my mother takes the cake.
What does she do?
Okay.
Off the scale.
Something like that. They go swimming every morning down at Terrigal. They're in the swimmers club, the 6 a.m. swimmers club at Terrigal.
Yep.
So they've already been in the water about an hour and a half ago, but my mother, just to get organised to go in the water with all these things that she has to wear. So today she wears a white swimming cap with yellow daisies on it. She has earbuds in her ears. She has earbuds up her nose. And she is wearing a costume, guys, from like the 50s. And hang on, I haven't finished. She's got flippers on her feet too.
Oh, no.
Flippers.
Yeah. Oh,
she,
yeah,
is she that one that walks across the sand? That flicks the sand up in everyone.
Yes, everyone knows Lynn at Terrigal, Pat. Everyone knows Lynn at Terrigal because they call her Flip. Hey, Flip, how you going?
She can't hear them. She's got things in her ears, up her nose. Does she wear goggles? Would have to, wouldn't she?
I haven't finished yet the goggles. No. She doesn't wear the goggles. She actually wears contact lenses. She sometimes does wear goggles, but more wears her contact lenses because she wears glasses.
Oh, jeez. At least she's swimming. At least she's active. At least she's active. That's the main thing, Vanessa.
Yes, she's very, very active. She's a very good sight to see at 6 o'clock in the morning, put it that way.
Yeah, just a mask and snorkel short of insane.
Kylie Charmaine.
G'day, Kylie.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Okay, who's the eccentric one in your house?
Oh, I think I am, but my husband does some special things, that's for sure.
Righto, good. Dummy in.
So whenever he's on floor duties to clean the floors, he'll go outside, he'll start the blower to get the dogs out the dog door, and then he runs upstairs, and instead of vacuuming, he blows the whole lounge room kitchen all upstairs into a corner to then suck up.
So he uses the blower in the house.
He uses the blower to vacuum the floor.
No one does that.
Because apparently it's quicker and it gets under the lounge more efficiently.
You know what?
It's an absolute dust storm, though.
Exactly. Thank you. It all just rises, and when he finishes, it all just settles again.
Oh, that's right. Jeez, you imagine having left lunch out or something, you know?
Oh, you can't leave nothing out. And then, you know, the dogs have gone out the door because they think the blower's out the back. And then they've booted back in the doggy door to come upstairs to attack it. And their names are Chaos and Mayhem. So he's trying to vacuum with a blower, trying to stop two dogs named Chaos and Mayhem. It's not a good sound.
I've seen something on, it was an article.
Yeah.
It says...
This is a con, is it?
This is a con. This is becoming Australia's favourite. And you go, what's that? And then you look and the picture's really so cute. Australian bulldogs. Look at this picture of these little baby bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Aren't they cute? And I thought, aren't they beautiful?
You know what I do now on Facebook? I don't worry about what people are posting. All I worry about is those posting or videos of dogs and cats. I get great joy now.
Is that right?
They're funny stuff.
Well, that's because they did that thing where they had that channel, was it Channel 7, did it, videos of cats.
Oh, did they?
There was a whole series on videos of cats.
I think it comes from Dodo, and it's just
But they look so cute. And apparently they're really great with kids. It says they're Australia's favourite family dog. They're priced cheaper than other breeds. High energy level, moderate to high energy level, soft personality, especially good with children. And you go, oh, I think I'm going to get one of these cute little animals. And then I looked at what I thought, I wonder what – because I always thought Australian bulldogs were like this.
Yeah, yeah, but
when they get older, their faces get squashed, they dribble, there's drool all over them, and then can you imagine having one of them in your house full time?
So is that what they turn up to?
That's what they turn into, these cute little buttons. Yeah. So I went, yes, I'd have one tomorrow.
Like all those pets, they're so nice when they're little puppies and they grow up.
That's what they do. They con you. They con you with cuteness. And then they turn into this slobbering mess. You'd never, ever have a dry sofa again.
Bit like your kids at home, eh?
Or you.
So what are they? Are they $10,000?
Nah, two to four.
No.
$2,000 to $4,000.
That's cheap.
Yeah, well, I said
that's
that.
Cheap.
What are your ears painted on? I said, they're cheaper than other breeds. And they're great with children.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Australian Bulldogs, and because they're Australian, they don't suffer the same health problems that the British Bulldogs have when they get to Australia.
All right.
But they're still bloody ugly when they get older.
Exactly. There's a little bit of a warning for you. Cute when they're little. Ugly when they're older.
Don't buy it on the before photos only.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Fail. Morning, Patrick.
Do I have to play the Star Wars theme again?
Go on. Plans are in the offing to build a gigantic resort in Las Vegas shaped like the moon. 224 meter tall. That's a massive sphere. The biggest. It's a replica of the moon on the strip. It's the world's largest sphere. Will be when it's built. It'll have 4,000 hotel rooms, a casino, a spa, crater cafe, lagoon. As well as that, it will be a lunar colony that it will have, where you can travel to on a moon shuttle onto a lunar landscape, and guests will feel like they are on the moon.
When's this starting?
It boasts a 5,000-person event centre for big gigs, piano bar, high-end boutique shops, lounges, all the stuff you'd expect.
See, I haven't been to Las Vegas. Could we, Miss Kay, our producer, can we go to Las Vegas next year?
It is
a little
so
bit of a trip?
Good.
Because all the hotels are themed, aren't they?
The Venetian is where you
Is
actually,
that with the gondola?
Yeah, with the gondola.
Inside,
and you look up and it's like you're in Venice. It's so good. And then there's the Bellagio. That was pretty special. Stay there a night.
Is it expensive to stay at these joints, or is it quite?
Depends. Yeah, some are, some aren't.
Yeah.
The Venetian's probably middle of the road. But the Bellagio is pretty expensive. Yeah. You get a suite there. But in a Bellagio suite, you've got three different bathrooms and a sauna in your room, in your suite.
So, but this one's going to be totally about space.
Yeah, this is the moon.
Wow.
So there's, you can, it's unreal. Guests will have a 90-minute experience on a 10-acre space that's going to be set up like the moon, complete with craters, moon buggies, and all that sort of stuff. And it says tickets will be about $493 a person. Wow, it's a ticket.
Mm.
So just to go.
Mm. You can get the same effect just by going to Nimbin for a weekend.
Not really.
A young football fan has been captured walking through a stadium with an impressive number of beers. Christian Rotgeren has become a local celebrity in the Netherlands after footage showed him traversing through the De Grosch Veste Stadium with a casual 48 beers. So what do you have? He had five trays of 48 beers. Because normally you have two, three, or four. What's the maximum they allow when you go to the stadium? It's about
I think
two
you're
or
allowed
three.
Four a person, aren't
four,
you?
Four, is that the max?
I think.
Well, this lad, he had
so
48.
Four, you buy four because you don't want to queue 500 times.
Yeah.
So he's obviously got a couple of friends.
He's got a couple of mates there.
Talk about lazy. No one came with him to help carry him.
Five trays. Stacked on top of each other. He managed to walk through the stadium with ease. It's all gone viral. But, he must have had about four or five.
That's like he must have had two free at the top and had ten trays of beer.
Yeah. Well, no, he had five trays. One, two, three,
48.
Four, five.
So there's five trays with 10 in each tray except eight in the last one.
Yeah, he must have had about 300 friends to carry. Wow.
No, 47.
Huh?
Or?
What are you talking about?
You said he must have had 100 friends.
No, one five tray. You're just saying, I don't know how many per tray. Didn't
48
say.
48 beers. Hey, well, if there's five trays and there's
one,
48
two,
beers,
three.
How many do you reckon?
Yeah, well, so
there's 10 per tray and there's
nine,
eight in the last tray.
Five nines are 45 plus three.
40, no, you said that there are five trays.
He had 48 beers.
And 48 beers.
That's
so
right.
So there's one, two,
five,
three,
nine
four,
per tray,
five trays.
Remained a three.
And the last tray
probably
that carries
had
10
had
only
eight
in
it. How did you know they only had eight in it?
Because you just said that there's 48 beers and five trays.
That's right.
So how else could he do it?
So five nines are 45. Mate, so you've got five nines are 45, so five.
No, no,
and
no.
And then the other three,
there's
so you put those
trays.
Up. Yeah, that's right.
So there's 10, 10, 10, 10, and 8.
Oh, yeah, could have done that. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Yeah, because you...
Please go to something. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.